4, move the Counselor Zulak, second Counselor Hosmann, be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of Keller is hereby reconvened into regular open session of council at
6:30.
6:30 p.m. Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. Resolution 26-135, move the Counselor Beckman, second Counselor Ryland, be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby accept the reports, recommendations, and directions arising from the closed session held on April 7, 2026. Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. Back into open session, so we'll have a roll call once again.
Counselor Morley Haskell.
Counselor Debbie Zulak.
Counselor Nick Ryland.
Counselor Mike Beckman.
Clerk Administrator Carly Brighton.
Deputy Clerk Mary Smith.
Mayor David Moore. Any declarations of pecuniary and or personal interest in the general nature thereof?
Yes. 19.2, I will declare conflict of interest and leave the room at that time.
Okay, thank you. In the spirit of reconciliation and cooperation, we wish to acknowledge that the land on which we gather is the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe and the Mississauga people. Its boundaries fall within the Robinson-Huron Treaty of 1850 and the Williams Treaty of 1923. We are grateful to live here, and we thank all the generations of people who have taken care of this land for thousands of years. Honor the suffering of Indigenous people and the love and wisdom they have carried for thousands of years. We pledge to work in community and harmony with each other and the environment we inhabit, and work towards truth and reconciliation. Resolution 26-136, moved by Councillor Hassman, second by Councillor Zulak. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby approve the minutes of the March 11, 2026 special meeting of Council, March 17, 2026 regular meeting of Council, and March 27, 2026 special budget meeting of Council as circulated. Any discussion of those minutes? Hearing none, I'll call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. On to 16.1, Resolution 26-137, moved by Councillor Ryland, second by Councillor Kekkonen. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received the District of Prairie Sound West Belvedere Heights Board of Management meeting minutes for December 10, 2025, and January 28, 2026, for information purposes. Discussion? And the one question, this came up with the, it was actually the health. What did they actually call that? I guess the Westbury Sound Health Center. We held a meeting by Zoom, and that was on last Monday, and March the 30th. And there was a question of why Belvedere Heights wasn't involved in the area-wide health. I won't call it a coalition, but why?
OHT.
Ontario Health Team, yes. And I noticed in the minutes that it talked about that a few times, but it was also talked about in closed session, I guess. Mm-hmm. So you probably can't enlighten us anymore and why Belvedere is not part of that group.
Oh, I can enlighten you.
Okay, don't give anything from closed session.
No, that's fine. Right now, the OHT is primary care. And Belvedere, we don't have the staff. They want staff, not just any person, you know. It has to be staff that attends the meetings for all the committees that they have. And we're more like for not primary care. Maybe next round, when it goes around, they will advance to, you know, the seniors and the long-term care. But right at this time, we don't have the staff or the time to go to all of their meetings and that. And it's basically, like I was saying, primary care. So we have asked to be out of that, but still be considered as a part, but not in the fully functioning part of it because its main purpose is primary care at this point.
Okay. And that's being conveyed to them, I'm sure.
Yes. They've had a meeting. The chair and the acting administrator has met with the OHT leader and expressed that, and we'll see where it goes. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to attend our March Belvedere meeting, so I don't know if anything has come from that, but that was the last I heard, that it was a unanimous decision by the board that, you know, it was just too much and we don't have the staff or the time to attend, and because we'll be putting behind our primary reason for existing with the long term.
Okay. Councillor Kaikman?
So regarding admissions, this is page 4. Belvedere Heights currently has 2 vacant beds. And so, and then it goes on to say that the challenge, Ontario Health at Home controls admissions province-wide.
Yes.
So they'll fill those 2 empty beds from someone anywhere.
Whoever's
in the province.
Up, that's right. Who's ever next on the list. We don't have the option of choosing. It's who's ever, you know, next on their list, not on ours.
Right. So it's never that you're below capacity ever. It's always
a waiting list.
I think we probably asked that before, what the waiting list is sitting at.
Oh, yeah, I think it was 100.
Over 100.
Yeah, 110. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, any further questions, discussion? Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. To 16.2, resolution 26-138, moved by Councillor Zulak, second by Councillor Haskam. It is all the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar, and hereby received the Township of McKellar Recreation Committee meeting minutes, February 26, 2026, for information purposes. Any discussion of those minutes? Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. To 16.3, resolution 26-139, moved by Councillor Pekkanen, second by Councillor Ryland. Resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the Township of McKellar Lake Stewardship and Environmental Committee meeting minutes for February 26, 2026, for information purposes. Discussion? Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. Item 16.4, resolution 26-140, moved by Councillor Haskam, second by Councillor Zulak. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the Township of McKellar Historical Committee meeting minutes from March the 4th, 2026, for information purposes. Discussion? Councillor Kaikman?
I've noticed since that there's 2 errors.
March the 4th?
Yeah, that one. And then 11 Dickinson Road.
Okay.
That's what it should be. So, yes, there are some errors.
So that'll be correct.
Yes.
I think council will still accept their minutes. Any further discussion? Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. Item 17.1, resolution 26-141, moved by Councillor Ryland, second by Councillor Kekkonen. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the admin-2026-03 Township Logo Survey Results Report from Deputy Clerk Mary Smith for information purposes. Discussion? Councillor Kekkonen?
They're included in this is a letter from Reg Moore. And I think he sums up the opinion of many that it is my opinion that these symbols already represent the Township of McKellar, and there's no need to try and fix something that isn't broken or spend money that is not necessary. So I think he has some really good points in there as well. And looking into this, I was asking the Historical Committee if anyone was aware when the current logo was put in place, and it's one historical committee member said at least 100 years ago, so maybe even further back. And I think the township's vision statement is to respect the past and embrace the future. So I think McKellar's logo is quite distinct. When the vehicle is passing by with that logo, I don't have to look twice. And I think that's part of marketing, is to ensure that the logo is distinct and it's recognized. So I think it's, in my opinion anyways, and from what I've heard from numerous people, it does represent the municipality and is a distinct logo for the municipality.
Other comments? Councillor Zuma?
A lot of people came up to me and said about the logo, but obviously they never put a comment and did the survey, but they were adamant that the logo should remain the same.
Do you have a percentage?
No.
Just a minute.
Yeah. No, I was just wondering, I just see a lot of people don't comment, they actually don't fill in the survey. Looking at how many did respond, though, we've got 96 responses.
Mm.
I guess the question, how many could we have got? So it's almost like an election, I guess, how many people vote. Doesn't look like we... It seems like a good turnout, 96, for people to actually submit comments. But when you look at who could have submitted, it's probably not a great number. But whether they're engaged or not, I don't know. That's the other question.
One person said to me they wanted too much of my personal information. So I don't know.
Yeah. Councillor Kekkonen?
So if it's, is there approximately 1,700?
I don't have the numbers. So
1,700 voters on the voters list?
Around that.
And so 96 responses would be approximately 5%. And one comment that an individual had brought forward was that of those 96, how many actually are taxpayers or residents in McKellar? Because there was nothing that would limit you from responding to the questionnaire if you were outside of the municipality. So, anyways, that was...
I never looked at the questionnaire, but so could you respond more than once to it?
Yes.
So you
like one person could have gone in
and done 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
96 times.
Yeah.
Had to be two different people.
I was actually pleasantly surprised at how many people did want to redesign. I was surprised that the number was that high.
Yeah.
It's close to half.
Yeah.
So,
45% expressed interest. So that's,
I'm just glad it's a subject that we don't have to make a decision on or go ahead with. So, you know, if people are that split, you know, we can just, we threw it out there. We give them a chance to have their say.
There's an amendment to this. And the amendment reads, this is after information purposes, further that the current township of McKellar logo will remain the same. Discussion on the amendment. Call the question on the amendment. All those in favor? None opposed? On the resolution as amended, call the question. All those in favor? None opposed, carried. The people have spoken. On to 17.2, Resolution 26-142, moved by Councillor Zulak, second by Councillor Hassman. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received T-2026-06, proposed budget version 2 report from Treasurer Roshan Kentia for information purposes. Discussion? Councilor Kekkonen?
So there was a discussion at the previous meeting regarding the line item for the intern, and the Historical Committee still feels strongly about... putting the application forward and, if need be, financially supporting it, but did not feel that at this time to put in a number in that line item for intern, just because they felt it would be probably more appropriate for it once the application, if it's submitted and it passes phase one. I think at that time, a lot of times, NOHFC asks for an endorsement resolution. So then the funding portion and a commitment to funding. So I think at that time it would be maybe appropriate for council to maybe discuss if the funding should come from something such as the cultural reserves, because it seemed like the library already has their budget and they're committed to every dollar that's in the budget, so they wouldn't have any excess funds to contribute a quarter of possibly $18,000. Same with I think there was some other groups, but the historical committee felt that if it was coming from the majority of it was coming from the township, because it would be supporting possibly library and township staff a quarter and historical committee a quarter and possibly recreation a quarter, that we could have a more fulsome discussion of how that funding would be allocated if the application passed, you know, phase one. And if it was that the historical committee would have to bear the brunt of the $18,000, then it would be a budget, in either case, it would be a budget bylaw amendment at another point in time. And it just made the most amount of sense, instead of putting a line item number there, transferring from reserve, and if the application was not successful, then transferring back into reserve. So it would just make one administrative step not necessary.
Okay, any further discussion? Councilor Ryland?
I don't know if anybody here can, perhaps Carla. Can you tell me, I know that we, every year that I've been on council, to always say that there's no change to the education tax levy. Is that always true, or at least in the last 5 years anyhow that I've seen?
I'm not quite sure. Yeah. I'd have to ask.
That's a workshop question.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is an odd situation, because when they did the who does what and switched around all the downloading, there were complaints then about the education costs. The province said they would take the education and they would give us the OPP and the EMS and all the other things that are increasing. I won't say exponentially, but we don't have seen much control over that. So they must have known something about the education that they can control it. Councilor Keckner.
I did have a question, which I forgot to ask last time. So just background information. In Holmesbridge, sustained some damage on June 14th, 2022, and was repaired the subsequent year, 2023, and there was an insurance claim that was honored, and the municipality received $50,000 in the insurance claim, which appeared as revenue in 2023. Regarding the Herville Bridge, the Herville Bridge is scheduled for essential maintenance. That includes installation of new guardrails and repairs to the concrete deck soffit. So this is in the 2025 budget, and the total estimated cost of completing the project is $400,000. Funding will be sourced from a combination of insurance claims related to previous incidents, as well as revenue allocated from reserve funds. So just wondering if there's any updates on the insurance claim, and what portion of the what is the total costs of, I know it was substantially below the $400,000, but what, have we received any revenue from the insurance claim?
We received the initial $50,000 when the accident occurred, and now we're still working through the legal process come to a settlement.
So it's still in the
works? It's still in the works. It's been a long process.
Okay, thank you.
Any further discussion? All questions, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. Business and Development Center, CBDC, provides community-based lending, business advisory services, and economic development initiatives that support local businesses, job creation, and long-term economic resilience within the area. And whereas the CBDC has requested municipal support in the amount of $500 for its 2026 operating year, and whereas Council recognizes that municipal investment in the CBDC contributes to maintaining professional, community-based business support services that are responsive, flexible, and aligned with local economic priorities. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby approve a donation of $500 to the Prairie Sound Area Community Business and Development Center, the CBDC, for the 2026 operating year. Discussion? Councilor Peckman?
Just because there are numerous other requests on the agenda here, do we have, I think the last discussion with this, the tally was we still had $2,300 available at the end of those discussions. I just want to ensure that while we're passing these resolutions that the funding is there from the donations and discretionary donations.
That's a good question, and I guess the question is too that we're taking these in a particular order in which they appear on the agenda,
mm-hmm.
and the last one might not get anything because we run out, so it's a question of how we divide this up, and I guess who is most deserving. And I don't know what our total is. I think you said it was around 9,000 to begin with, 5 and 4 or something.
Okay.
So I would hope that somebody is keeping track. All these are coming pre-budget, so.
Yeah, shouldn't they have come before?
Well, it is pre-budget, but it's just that
like
we had...
sooner?
Sooner would have been good, yes.
I take it we have given the $500 prior years. That's pretty much standard.
Yeah. And I think years back, too, there wasn't too much given, except that there was one counselor at the time, too, and talked to different businesses, I guess, and they actually began to use the CBDC for loans in that, because when you look, there aren't that many from the township that access it. Some of the places, Prairie Sound, what are they, 43 applications? Keller has one, I think.
Yeah.
So it's just a question, I guess, of you're making it available, certainly, for the people in the area. And you hope that it's something like Chamber of Commerce, I guess. You hope that McKellar residents take advantage of it. They see it as a source for a loan. And these people did actually access it. And so that's why we started contributing. And, it's probably a good thing to have that service available. Councilor Ryan?
I found the letter that's at the tail end of that report, so I know it's page 105 from the agenda package, and it gives some examples of a beneficiary of the loans from Sound Wealth Financial Strategies, Inc., and frankly, there's a lot of information in the report, but it's rather dense. When you get to that one, you can read it, and I can understand it, and I think this really is a great thing. So for us, I mean, $500 is $500, but if it helps, I think it's strongly beneficial for the overall community. So, and I think if stories like that were published, including online or on Facebook, it would go a long way to encouraging other people to apply.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really quite a heartwarming story. That's how I found it anyhow. So,
as you say, it's quite a detailed report, which is good.
And very beneficial. There's lots of things I hadn't read before, but like I said, then to turn it into a human element at the end and say, here's some people that benefited from it, and I think that's critically important. So.
Yeah. It's like anything you go to do now, it always ends up a little more than what you kind of planned.
Yeah, no matter what.
Kind of thing, so it's there for, to complete somebody's goal, of starting a business in the area.
Yeah.
Any further discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried.
19.2.
I will declare a conflict of interest and leave the room.
I have resolution 26-144, moved by Councilor Zulak, second by Councilor Pekkanen. Whereas the Broadbent Snowbugs Committee, in partnership with the McKellar Recreation Committee, is organizing a Canada Day celebration, including a barbecue and fireworks display on Saturday, June 27th, 2026 at the Broadbent Ballpark. And whereas the Broadbent Snowbugs Committee is undertaking fundraising efforts to purchase consumer fireworks for this community event, has requested financial support from the Township of McKellar. Therefore, be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby approve a donation in the amount of $1,000 to the Broadbent Snowbugs to assist with the purchase of fireworks for the 2026 Canada Day celebration at Broadbent Ballpark. Discussion? Councilor Kekkonen?
That's the only event that McKellar Township is hosting to celebrate Canada Day. All residents of McKellar are welcome to attend the fireworks. And the fireworks display that was put on last year is exactly what it says here. That the ensure that the fireworks display is one we can all be proud of, and it certainly was. It was just top notch. It just, when you thought the last firework was being lit, there was another barrage of half an hour of fireworks. So it wasn't just a little, you know, couple of corner store fireworks. Like, these were substantial, well worth the money.
Here, here. I agree. I mean, I went to it. It was a fabulous event, especially for small towns. I've lived in other places with probably 10 times the number of people and didn't have half the fireworks that we did. And they were well presented. I was there with my kids and my grandkids. My grandkids, the youngest one was 3. And she was absolutely in awe of the whole situation. And that's really something. I think there was a huge turnout. People were really happy when they left and felt like they, you know, gotten their money's worth, even if they didn't, you know, pay the money themselves. So I think it was a great event and it built some community spirit. So,
yeah, no, it was really good. I think back to 2017, we did the same sort of thing, put money into that display, and it made it that much better. Mm-hmm. And they also took collection that night, too. And I'm not sure which kids are running around, maybe your grandkids, but well, they seem to be enjoying it, certainly.
They did.
So it was a good event.
I've heard about it for the next few days. So.
As Councillor Kekkonen said, too, it's the only one that's actually being put on here. I think through the McKellar Market, they used to apply for a grant for Canada Day to tie it in with the market opening, but it's pretty hard now. It has to be on Canada Day sort of thing. So, and that was always difficult because it moved around to the Saturday, whatever it was. So I think this is a good event. Yeah. Any further discussion? All question, all those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Item 19.3, resolution 26-145, moved by Councillor Ryland, second by Councillor Pekkanen. Whereas Near North Crime Stoppers is hosting its 28th annual charity golf tournament to raise funds in support of community safety initiative. And whereas Near North Crime Stoppers has, for over 3 decades, contributed to the prevention and resolution of crime in the districts of Nipissing and Parry Sound by empowering residents to provide anonymous information resulting in arrests, drug seizures, and recovery of property. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby approve a donation of $150 in support of Near North Crime Stoppers. Discussion? Councillor Haskell?
Yeah, $150 won't quite cut it for my whole foursome. No, nobody agreed with that? No.
So you actually participate in that, do you? It's in North Bay, right?
Powassan.
Oh, Powassan. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't even know if they had a good golf course there.
No.
So it'd be, it's kind of interesting. Might put a team in for the fun of it. But I kind of agree with the, I think Crime Stoppers is a great thing. We think they're going, we really need it badly. So I think for $150, I believe, to put a name out there. That's my opinion.
We may have to cut some other requests, but we can do that, I guess.
Yeah, we can cut a lot of those ones coming up.
No, you weren't here, so anyway. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carry. On to 19.4, Resolution 26-146, moved by Councillor Zulak, second by Councillor Haskam. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the letter dated March 16, 2026 from the Perry Sound High School Commencement Awards Committee and further direct staff to ascertain the number of 2026 graduates from McKellar Township who have applied in order to adjust the scholarship budget accordingly. Discussion? What was that last year, do you recall?
I don't remember. Typically, we touch base with the high school within the next few weeks, and they're able to provide us with the number of students graduating.
And that's set at a certain amount, and then it's divvied up depending on how
yes.
many you apply for?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, and that $1,500, it is in our budget, and it
yes.
is. And I think we decided that it was hopefully $500 maximum per student kind of thing. And if we only have two, then we shift that to next year in case we got four or five.
Any further discussion? All the questions, all those in favor? None opposed? Carry. Item 19.5, Resolution 26-147, moved by Councillor Cuckman, second by Councillor Ryland. Resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the letter dated March the 1st, 2026 from Goldie Ladd, Central Treasurer of the McKellar Dunn Church Pastoral Charge of the United Church of Canada, requesting relief of the 2026 property tax on the manse. And further, the Council does hereby instruct the Treasurer to write off the 2026 taxes on the United Church manse, 2 Lakeshore Road, roll number 003-24000. Discussion? Want to try Whitestone again?
So
it's a dual charge. Yes, Councillor Zulak.
So the manse right now, is it being rented out?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay, no, I don't know.
Yeah, the ministers have gone, and they're sort of getting lay ministers in around, I think, so on a regular basis, and local people primarily doing the services. So, but they are, my understanding, they're having talks with other groups, other churches, about getting another minister.
Okay.
So at this point, it's sitting empty, yes,
okay.
and they're updating it, I think. So.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't know.
But there's still taxes on it.
Yeah.
And so if they did sell it, then that money leaves McKellar and goes to the United Church? Is that?
That's the way it's set up, yes. And I don't know what kind of an agreement they had years back, but that's the way it's done now. It's interesting. I don't know when they first purchased it. I think back in the 1950s, maybe. The manse has moved around to different locations, but that's the one that, I don't know who actually purchased it and for how much. But that's the way United Church has a hand in there, yes. Certainly with churches, I know that they have a say in that too. If churches are sold, not just the manse, then they have to come in too and see how much they've contributed or what the charge owes them. So it gets complicated. I'm not sure where they're at right now.
Okay, thank you.
Any further discussion? Call the question, then all those in favor? None opposed? Carried. And then amount, I think we talked last year, that I don't know what it is this year, around 1,400, 1,500, right? Anybody have that figure?
Yeah, it's around.
19.6 item, Resolution 26-148, moved by Councillor Haskam, second by Councillor Zulak.
Whereas the Township of McKellar has received a grant application from Sail Prairie Sound requesting financial assistance to support the annual maintenance of its fleet of sailboats and associated equipment. And whereas Sail Prairie Sound provides youth and community sailing programs that promote water safety, outdoor recreation, and regional tourism within the West Prairie Sound area. And whereas Council recognizes the recreational and educational opportunities provided to residents and seasonal visitors and the broader community benefits of accessible sailing programming. Now therefore be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby approve a contribution in the amount of $1,000 to Sail Prairie Sound in support of its fleet and equipment maintenance program. Discussion? Councilor Kekkonen?
I think this is where looking at the financials is useful. The bottom line is that they had $30,000 profit on the last page there. So it's not that they're down to their last dollar. Sure, it's they provide a great recreation option. Just looking at what we've donated so far in our $9,000 total, it looks like we have $650 left. If the numbers are correct, I'm not sure if I captured everything, but
okay. And the way I read the correspondence, there was no contribution in previous years.
No.
No.
Yeah, I kind of echo Mike's acknowledgement there of the of them having the profit of $30,000 at the end of the year. So it's, you know, if we haven't donated in the past, that maybe we will need the balance of that money for another local group before the year is out.
Okay, any further discussion? Call the question. All those in favor?
Oops.
Sorry.
Opposed? Okay, that's defeated then. Item 20.1, resolution 26-149, moved by Councilor Ryan, second by Councilor Kekkonen. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby authorize Carly Britton, Clerk Administrator, to attend the AMCTO Zone 7 Spring Meeting in Sudbury, Ontario, from May the 7th to the 8th, 2026, and further that all applicable expenses be paid to by the Township. Discussion? Appreciate the agenda. Having that beforehand to see what's going to be discussed. And it's a 2-day conference, right? It's not a 3-day like Good Roads.
I'll be there for 3 days. AMCTO's election training in person is on the 6th, so then our zone scheduled the meeting to be the next 2 days so that everyone's just in one spot. If I wasn't going to election training in Sudbury, I may not have done this zone meeting, but I'm already up there, so I thought I might as well stay in for this meeting.
No, that's good. And you'll be able to talk then to other clerks and CAOs and see what's happening in the area, getting suggestions. And I think that's appropriate, too. It must have been designed that way, wasn't it, to have the election training the day before?
Yeah.
And it worked out well. Further discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. On to 21.1, resolution 26-150, moved to Councillor Zulak, second to Councillor Haskell. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby give bylaw number 2026-13, being a bylaw to amend bylaw 2025-43, the cemetery bylaw, to update Appendix C, tariff rates, a third reading, and pass an open council the 7th day of April 2026. Discussion? Councillor Haskell.
And what was that increase, Mary? Just a few percentages, was it?
$5.
Oh, only $5.
Sorry, I didn't hear.
$5.
Okay.
So it was 170, it's 175 now. Plus, the HST is different as well.
Right. Okay. Pretty minimal.
Any further discussion? 1.2, resolution 26-151, moved by Councilor Kekkonen, second by Councilor Ryland. Be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby give bylaw number 2026-18, being a bylaw to establish fees and charges for services or activities provided or done by or on behalf of the Township of McKellar, and repeal bylaw 2025-41, first and second reading, further give a third reading and pass an open council the 7th day of April 2026. Discussion?
The changes for the fees and charges bylaw were to reflect the tariff of rates for the cemetery. The only other change to the bylaw was under the McKellar Market. The full rate for 10 Saturdays was $250. It's been increased to $300 as recommended by the previous market manager, and the registrations have been sent out that way. So just two changes for fees and charges. Staff were consulted and they didn't feel that they had to increase any other fees at this time. We'll bring the fees and charges bylaw back to council for review at the end of this year in anticipation for 2027.
Councilor Rod?
On page 4, which is titled Administration, the third item down in the boxes is NSF checks with a charge of $41.60. Because of my background, I'm aware that the federal government just changed fees down to, I think, $10. For the bank to bounce a check, as opposed to in this case here, this would be us accepting a check and the check coming back. And I looked that up, and there's new Ontario regulation says it's $20. So my point being that, and I can't remember what they call these, in any event, I did find the legislation on this afternoon, and so I think we should change that to $20. So otherwise, we would not be in compliance. That's not aimed at municipalities, it's aimed at, you know, anybody, so.
And that was for NSF checks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard they were clamping down on the bank charges.
Yeah, well, this is when the bank returns one. It's in some cases, $50, and you can be charged. There's all kinds of problems, but there always has been. But that's not this, because for whatever reason, governments decided that the province can decide what the cost is for a check that is returned to you. In other words, that you deposited and made it $20. But there's not really any rhyme or reason other than that's the fact. So,
so that can be done with even with third reading.
Yep.
Okay. Any other discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. On to item 21.3, resolution 26-152, moved by Councillor Haskins, second by Councillor Zulak. Be resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby give bylaw number 2026-19, being a bylaw to adopt the estimates of all sums required during the year 2026 yearly budget. First and second reading. Discussion? And I wanted to ask Council as well if you wanted any input from the public on the first and second reading at this particular point.
Sure.
Okay, I'm not sure whether anybody in person or on Zoom has any comments on the first and second reading of the yearly budget? Okay, we have Mr. Rubin.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you for asking me at this point. My only comment, I guess, after listening to the open meeting was, is there any concerns around the level of our heavy reserve, which is just going to be over $1 million at the end of 2026. And if there are concerns, what plans is the council doing to address that concern?
I think it was a little garbled there. I think we heard you on the reserves in particular.
Mayor Moore?
Yeah, but it's not
clear.
Yes, it's not the best, but I think you talked about the $1 million reserve and whether that was enough.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
We can hear you, but it's sort of cutting in and out, so we're working on it here on our end.
I don't know if it's on the
No, not hearing you.
All right, I will type my question.
No, we can hear you now. It's perfect.
Oh, okay. All right. No, my question was, as you said, it was around the reserves, and does council have a concern that the reserves will only be just over $1 million at the end of 2026? And if there are concerns around the level of reserves, what plans are in place to address those concerns?
Yeah, I think what we've looked at is the number of services and upgrades that we're providing this year and the cost of the capital. And certainly that's the lowest in the reserve. But we also checked with the treasurer. And I think you had mentioned it before with the cash and cash equivalents and what is actually in the bank. And the reserves are part of that. They're just earmarked for certain items. So that even though it's reading $1 million for itemized particular projects, there is still more available if need be. That cash and cash equivalent is used to pay for the interim billing between the tax bills, but it also could be used for with the budget amendments for reserves if we needed to put it in at that point. It is the lowest in the last few years, but we're also providing a number of services and upgrades to inventory in the township. That's the reason why I think it's dipped to that level. So I can't speak for all of council, but I think we're looking at it as a good budget for this year, and we're not too concerned about the $1 million reserve. And we have, for instance, on our bridges now, we've increased the insurance, so we shouldn't have any surprises there either for anything that might happen. Not that we're expecting anything. They're all been reviewed and be looked at again by the engineers. So I think we're fairly comfortable as it can be for the $1 million at this point, looking at the budget as a whole.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the public? See more people online. Okay, this is first and second reading. We did it this way so that there's an opportunity any questions do arise between this time and our next meeting on April 21st, that we would have to entertain the third reading and see if we have to make any adjustments at that point as well. So any further discussions from council? I'll call the question then. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. To unfinished business as of April the 7th, 2026. Anything you wish to discuss from that list? Councilor Haskell?
Yeah, I could bring up about the historical posters in the community center. I know that we got a figure of some sort from a fellow who had done work for us in the past. It seemed to be good work. I lean towards trying to proceed in some way at some point. Now, whether we go with that or get whatever information we need, whether that's the route we want to go, but if we could proceed on that at some point, I'd like to see that. It needs, especially if we're going to have a big appreciation supper or something there. I'd like to see it done as soon as possible, so I don't know if the historical Mike was still going to have some input on it. Or?
One of the members provided some feedback, and they had taken pictures when the posters had originally been put up and compared to what they look like now, and they said they hadn't curled much or any at all since they had originally been put up, and they weren't concerned about the pickleballs hitting the posters, so they didn't seem to be concerned about the posters the way they are.
So so they're not concerned, but I know I am.
Well, yeah, so they are girls.
Yeah, of this community center that I take great pride in, you know, and I like to make sure it's if we're having gatherings there, that that's, to me, it looks messy, and I'd like really like to see something done with it. It's my personal opinion, so I would almost like to see, Carly maybe talk to the fellow, and if he's available, could make himself available to do the job in the next month or two, that I'd certainly like to see it done, and I'd like to see a motion to that effect, say at the next meeting, if Carly could talk to him prior to our next meeting, and if he's available, okay, let's maybe get it done. If he's not available, well, then maybe we'll look at other options. But I went over the quotation, and it does make sense. He's going to do a quality job for us, and I think it'll last years, not probably decades. I would almost think it looks like a permanent, good quality job. So, unfortunately, it's too bad they curled like that, and it looks like that, but sometimes you've got to invest in your assets to keep them up.
Now, was that quotation dealing with a frame of some sort?
Yes. Yeah.
And my only concern is, and I guess he's probably looked at it, but can the wall take that? Because it's an acoustic sort of panel, and I'm not sure if you start putting wood on it, how much weight can it take? We should have somebody investigate that before it starts.
That's a question Carly could ask them. I'm sure they would locate the studs in behind. That you can mention that to them, that there will be studs in there somewhere, and... Because my original thought on it was to not actually take them down and do the quality work he's going to do. I was looking more at something cheaper and just install a framing, like leave them where they are and install a framing around up there. Now, it would be for the crossers, it would be no problem. You could locate studs and make sure that's all hard. The uprights could have been a little trickier because there may not, you might hit in between two studs and not get good fastening. So I like his route he's going, as long as, yeah, he ensures that his fastening is solid and forever.
Okay, so agreeable that Carly look into it?
Yeah, I agree.
Sorry about that, Carly.
Anything else on that list? Yes, Councilor Zula.
So did we hear anything from RHA Engineering about the flooring?
Not yet. We're very close to releasing the tenders for the second phase of Herville Road, so that's taking priority. But once that's complete, then he'll look back at the arena floor.
That's good.
Yes, and on that subject, every recreation meeting I have to, what's going on with the floors, you know, kind of thing. And so I'm just wondering, Carly, if prior to my next meeting, because I keep telling them the same thing, like what you're telling me, and they kind of scratch their head, it's more like just not doing his job here, or what's he not telling us, kind of thing. So I'm wondering if it's possible you could do me a little report or...
They also do speak to me as well, and it's just something that we want to make sure is done properly. I would hate to put the wrong type of material on the floor and then it flake or have troubles in the future, so it's something we are taking seriously. I can't appreciate the committee is, you know, pounding us to get this done, but at the same point, I just want the opinion from the engineer to ensure that we're doing it properly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't doubt you're absolutely right. It's just I get a feeling sometimes when I'm repeating myself and everything, oh yeah, staff is looking into it, and they're kind of, and I know you, the odd other member has spoken to you about it, but I'll do the best I can with them. And not that they appreciate the facilities and they appreciate, you know, the activities they can have, it's just wonderful. It's just they do have these concerns going forward, you know, it's slight improvements and, again, managing the assets we have to ensure that they're right up to snuff. So, thanks.
Councilor Zulak?
Anything on the playground equipment?
Not yet. They said after April 1st, we'll touch base with our NOHSC advisor this week, but we haven't heard anything yet.
Okay, on to new business. Wonder how the old candidate is coming along.
Yeah.
There is an official Tango from the Toronto Symphony, and it doesn't have copyright, so we are able to play at the meetings. My question to council is, how formal do we want to go? Do we have to change our procedural bylaw to include the singing of O Canada within the agenda, and at which point in the agenda should that be done? Does that come before the land acknowledgement, after the land acknowledgement?
With our agenda right now, procedural, do we have land acknowledgement in there?
I believe we do.
Okay. I just don't have it in front of me, so I'm wondering.
In two places.
In the agenda, in our procedural?
Yeah.
It does say that? Okay. Yeah. I would think it should be at the start, and then you do the land acknowledgement. I think the O Canada should come first, but it's council's call on it.
I would say the opening of the meeting, right?
Yeah.
That's the start.
Yeah, that's what I would lean, like, even if you could call a meeting to order, you know, and then have it, or
yeah.
Whether you have it first and then you call the meeting to order, whichever you think. Either way, I think would work. Call a meeting to order, you got everybody's attention, okay, and then everybody acknowledges
yeah.
our national anthem, and then the acknowledgement.
And we've agreed that you're not singing, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be a video, and
he's in the video.
No, he's in the video. Okay.
I sing along on the radio. Radio in the vehicle all the time.
Yeah, that's okay. It's okay. Councillor Keck.
So the historical committee was just reviewing our agenda, and we didn't have the respect and acknowledgement in there. So I think it came after the accepting of the agenda, and then before the accepting of the minutes. So it fit in between those two on the agenda. So accept the agenda and then acknowledgement, I think, because I sort of looked at the procedural bylaw and that seemed to be how it was structured.
Okay. Well, I'm sure they can fit it in there, so. I guess the question is, you say we're getting it free of charge, there's no copyright, but can we actually have a preview of it before it actually goes to
the
public? I can
send it to council. It's just a YouTube link.
Okay. And this came up too before because we're talking about the volunteer, and I'd asked Mary about pins. I'm not sure whether how many township pins we have or
lots
for different years.
That I'm not sure, but like the normal township pins, we have lots of.
Are you speaking of years of service?
Yes.
For employees, we
yeah.
have lots.
Okay.
I've been starting to get them out.
Oh, okay. Because that's what we did years back, I know, but depending on what they put in, 5 years, 10 years, they get a pin for that too, saying how many years. And trying to coordinate that, I noticed that the recreation is July 25th. Is that when your dance is? I think that
was
the date.
Pub night?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
7 to 10. And you talked about coordinating the two in some way.
Just to.
Yeah, no, I think it should, and then you would be, I wouldn't say you'd be guaranteed a larger crowd, but you probably would be if you had something earlier in the evening for
yeah.
the recognition and then the dance after.
Yeah,
so
like
good tie
the
together.
Prior.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good marriage to me, but that's
yeah.
I'm open.
Okay, so as long as we had the pins, I thought I wasn't sure how long it took to get them. So. And one other thing on the new business, I guess the question came up, I was in at the transfer station on this free period starting April 15th, I guess, for the brush and leaves, and we're again in the situation, we've reduced it to 1 month, and I'm still thinking we have to investigate again. We can get Public Works Superintendent opinion on it. Should we continue to accept at a transfer station those items that we can't really transfer? And the thing that concerns me too, we brought this up before with tires, that pile is not getting any smaller. We talked about liability before and some townships not even accepting them anymore. I know it's a service to the public, but there's only so much we can do if we can't, if we have to keep them on that site and we're a transfer station, that concerns me. So I think we have to investigate again on what services we can provide. I know previous councils had to do it with construction material and send that down to McDougall. I'm not sure. I think Tom has worked on something with McDougall for the brush and leaves, but I don't think council has seen any particular program on how it could be done. I know it's a good service, the public likes it, I think, having that free period of the month. But Andy was saying people have already come in with a bunch of leaves before the free period. And he just didn't say, well, no, I'm not even going to charge you. He says, it's not even the period yet to have leaves. Where did you get them, sort of thing? And of course, the card, too. He never did see his card. So I don't know where that person came from.
Well, they didn't have snow anyways.
No, that's right. They might have saved them from last year. I don't know. But I do, again, it's just something we have to revisit, I think. All the service we provide and whether we can continue to provide it in that location. I mentioned it because he mentioned it to me. So. Okay, any public notices, announcements, inquiries, reports by council members? Councilor Haskell?
Butt in, but I'll get out of here. Reports. So the Perry Seminary Planning Board meeting. We have two consent applications, one from Whitestone, one from McKellar, and they both passed, and we passed the budget, and we're proceeding with the name change. Is it McKellar first? Yeah, McKellar / Whitestone Planning Board. So pretty official. Okay, and the new ball diamond, are we going to have a sign over there at that entrance or a civic number sign?
It's the same civic address as this property, but we can have like ball diamond entrance or some sort of signage like that.
Okay, yeah, I think we need to have something. I'll be talking to Heather regarding the T-ball, and of course she'll have to inform everybody that the new ball diamond. The pylon are aware of, but I just think we need something there to show where people pull in, kind of thing. So that would be wonderful. Like I said, David was talking to a fellow by the name of Rick Tilson about looking at stocking Armstrong Lake, and you said
yes.
He could talk to me.
Right.
So he invited me up to a meeting of the Whitestone Fish and Game Club, so I went up to their meeting, and they briefed me on what would be involved in stocking Armstrong, which they kind of thought, why they contacted us, because they hear the kids fishing derby, and they hear that they don't catch a lot of fish, and they thought, well, this may be an opportunity for them to catch some fish, and then they're presently stocking 6 different lakes, their group. And so they give me some direction on how we could accomplish that. The first thing would be to fill out an application with MNR for license to stock fish. Their recommendation is that because the lake isn't a good reproducer, it'd be just basically a stock and fish out kind of thing with trout. And you can get bunches of, it'd be similar to that happened 10 or 12 years ago, it was, I believe we threw a bunch of mature trout in. So this would be maybe not mature trout, depending on what you want to pay, but the timing would be that wait till the ice goes on and put them in just before the kids' fishing event might be a good timing. So this is no rush. This could even happen a year after, because obviously processes drag on sometimes. So it's a case of whether council does have some interest in that. If we do, or we can still make a decision later on, whether it's this council or another one, on whether to proceed. But I'm wondering whether we could go ahead and do the application, get an application in place, so we do have permission. So the permission would be sitting there, and then it's just a case of us contacting. They give me names of a hatchery that they get from their fish from all times. So it would be a case of placing an order with the hatchery, arranging for a date for the delivery and everything, and so that's basically how it would go down. So I guess the first step would be council to direct staff to fill out the application, which I almost could, but I believe it should staff could do it. I can be involved, and I would almost think that because they indicated that they would be interested in making a donation, because this is not going to come cheap, because I believe each fish, if we got a lot of 500 each fish, it's going to be, at, say, $5 each, so it could be like a $2,500 hit. They said if we got everything in place, they could look at a donation. And I feel if it's not through the township, but, say, more of the recreation committee, we may be able to seek other donations more so. If it's a recreation committee more so than a township kind of thing. So that's just my thoughts on it. I think there's no harm in going ahead. I don't believe there's probably much of a fee at all to get it all in place. And this is a case when council, maybe next budget, says, yeah, okay, let's do it, or we got to, let's seek donations, kind of thing. And so that's basically it. They had a lot of good information. They're presently stocking. They were stocking a lake that day, even. They do six different lakes, and it's a lot of theirs is, yeah, just stock, and then it's just recatch.
Like rainbow?
Yeah, trout. Yeah, rainbow or one other.
Brown.
Trout. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know if there's interest in having staff proceed with that application, which I have one right here. Can I hand it to Carol?
You could also, you know how that you can feed them, right? You buy the pellets for feeding them. You could have a little feeding station there where people, you know, if they go, they could, you know, push down, get a little handful of pellets and throw them out to the, maybe something to attract people.
Right. Yeah, I think the main thing is get them put in, you know, a week or two prior to the kids fishing derby and find out from the professionals the best bait we could have, and we could have the kids could have a real heyday. But just like last time, there's going to be fish huts set up all over the lake as soon as you put all these fish in, everybody will be going right at it. But anyway, so did we feel it? Staff.
Did that gentleman let you know when you were last stocked? Because we did get a stock of fish in Armstrong Lake last August.
What did they stock, Carla?
I can't remember what the fish type was, but I remember
pickerel.
It was right before
pickerel.
The turtle release.
The last I heard was the pickerel. But so that's maybe something you can find out that the M&R would have records on that.
Yeah, because we did get stalked because they kind of just surprised us one day, and then we had to ensure that there wasn't anyone at the public beach so that they could back up and stalk the lake.
Right.
And it was very close to the turtle release, so that was August of 2025.
I had heard that they were looking at maybe putting some pickerel in, but I had thought it was years ago.
No, last year.
Wow.
Well, years ago they were going to put crappie in.
Yeah,
and
then
we
refused that.
Yeah,
and then I heard that they were going to attempt the pickerel again. They don't seem like they are reproducing, but if it was, yeah, it'd be interesting to know, was it a reproducing attempt or was it just a stock of fish?
We weren't given much detail other than we need access to the lake. I think Tom was here and assisted them, and he did ask what type. I just can't remember offhand.
Yeah, I don't remember.
What type of fish it was, but we were stalked last year.
Okay, if you want to find out that information,
yeah,
that would be wonderful.
Sure.
And did you want me to give you this application?
Yeah, I can take it for now, and then if it does happen that we fill it out, then I have
yeah, and there's stuff on there I can help you with. There might be some questions that from talking to them kind of thing. So if you need help with it.
So it may not be that there's no fish in there. Maybe just poor fishing. Is that what? What stories were you telling the kids?
Yeah, it's no doubt the fishing that we're doing with the kids isn't professional fishing by any means, but we're so spoiled down at Minerva Park. Like we're just calling them out. Hey, it's just wonderful down there. Kind of thing. It's too bad, but the facilities is here is so good in the winter time, eh? You know, and we don't have any washrooms, and then you got to worry about the thin ice out near the current and stuff, so that's wonderful. The only other thing I would have is, and I brought it up once before, the event sign at Center and Herdville Roads. Again, we'd like to see it utilized for the Recreation Committee events, so I did up a sheet with exactly with what I would like want on there through the year, and so the Canada Celebrations, that's fireworks, and barbecue at Broadnut Ballpark, and then right away we'd have to put the kids' fishing fun in, and then the pub night. Oh, I got July 13th here. Is that the right date?
I thought it was the 25th.
I got the 25th.
Oh, you know what happened? You're right. I forgot to. We did. It was going to be around there, so.
7 to 10.
Yeah.
July 25th.
Okay. Oh, okay, I had it right there. Oh, right, okay, I'm right. Post it on July 13th, if possible. and then the canoe kayak trip. So I don't know if that helps, giving you a list to see if that could be done.
It doesn't, and it doesn't, because it is a popular sign, and there's only so much room on the sign, and the library likes to use it as well as the market. I think, yeah, maybe if the library is able to provide us with what events they would like, and then we can see. Hopefully
there is two sides of the board, too, so whether, you know, one group could be on one side, another group on the other, even would be something. You know, if they collide, maybe we'll get lucky and that doesn't collide with.
Yeah, we'll have to ask Public Works as well about the letters, but yeah, we'll look into it.
Sure. Okay. And if you can let me know which ones you know can't go on, well, then we'll have to try and find other methods of advertising. Thank you.
Okay. Any other committee reports?
Oh, we did have a recreation committee meeting. You've seen there's nothing too much new. We're in a lull right now with the fireworks barbecue being our next event. So we're in a bit of a lull and just upgrading barbecues and stuff like that because different groups borrow them off of us. So get them all cleaned up and ready. So, nope, everything's going well.
And the one point that should have been under new business, I guess, as we come in the entrance here, that piece of sidewalk that's out, and I know it's NTO, but it's been there since we started this term. And we had some assurance before that when the entrance to the ballpark was going in, that was going to be repaired as well. The township, maybe under supervision of NTO, did quite a good job down at the ballpark entrance. I know they were out there pouring the concrete. I'm wondering why this can't be put back in, this one piece that's sitting out against the fence. It doesn't have to be that piece, but if it can't be repaired, because that's been going on now for years, and it doesn't look like NTO is going to do it. So I don't know whether the township crew can do it, whether we should be doing it, but since we did the one down below at the ball field, I'm thinking we could do this one as well, even though it's NTO property.
Well, when we do it, if they complain, then I don't think they're going to complain.
They shouldn't.
No.
But it won't get down.
No, but
it,
the grass is going to start growing around over it.
Yeah.
And then they'll hit it with the mower.
I have one another.
Yep.
David, if I can. I think I've talked to Carly briefly. I thought we maybe talked about it at the council level here as possibility of a sign talking about Herdville Road being under construction. I'm just thinking, because the road is so bad, as soon as you come off our nice new pavement, and all of a sudden all hell breaks loose, and it's really bad right now, potholes. And later in the year when we put a sign up basically saying something like we could have caution road under construction, that may be a stand. That's a standard sign that you can buy. But I'm wondering whether we should put like a project completion October 2026 Township of McKellar. Is that something that council thinks that we should do? I know the complaints are going to come in all year about that road, and they're going to be saying, oh, well, what are you going to do? Like, you know, this road's terrible. Are you going to do anything with it? If there's a sign there saying, then they know. So anyways.
You have to be careful with the promises. But go ahead, Carly.
I believe the timeline for the project, it'll be starting after the May long weekend. So obviously that depends on whatever contractors bid on the job, but the engineer has put that as a start date. So people will start to see work on Herdville Road again shortly after the May long weekend. I don't know if that matters. Usually when people see work, they know that it's going to be done. We just unfortunately have a couple more weeks left until that start date, but it doesn't hurt putting up a sign, but I just wanted to let council know that timeline.
Yeah, if council doesn't feel we want to spend money to have a special sign made up, I'm thinking like what MTO will do, but we're not going to be that elaborate, you know, project, you know, and all this kind of stuff, but at least a caution road under construction sign, which is a standard sign you can purchase, you know, at the start of the at least coming from town way, you know, because you're coming off perfect roads and then you're onto something that you could just rattle you right into the trees. So I think it's pretty important that we have a sign there, caution road under construction, where the construction is going to start.
Well, what was done when the first part was done? Didn't the contractor put up signs? They must have.
Probably. They would have.
They even had, I think, when the Herdville Bridge, I think they even had a sign out of Wagmink coming in there. We're working on that, so I'm thinking they should
should be responsible. And as far as project completion, that always worries me a little bit when you start doing that.
Yeah, it would just say that we have good intentions. That's what it would be. That we're just not going to replace culverts and then they won't see anything done for a couple of months probably. It's like, you know, it's going to happen. Just relax a little bit here. But if the council doesn't have a desire for any signage, I just thought I'd bring it up because I know the complaints are going to be coming in. And I know I can just forward them on to Tom and Carly.
Well, I'm not sure how many complaints. I mean, I didn't receive any. Maybe they come in here to the office. Maybe you received them. When the first part of the project was under construction, were people complaining at that point then?
Oh, yeah. Lots
really?
Of people.
Well,
yeah.
People were
I go to Cards in Herdville on a Friday night. It's the conversation at every table I sit at, basically.
I'm surprised that they're not redirected to the office, and maybe it is. Maybe they're complaining here, but I would say if, as you say, you know that it's under construction. Is there a period of time, a lull in there? Is that what you're saying, when there's no work being done, that people are concerned, or what?
Oh, yeah, pretty much all the way through.
Yeah.
I find that that's going to be paved this year. You sure about that? And it just happens. But normal thing everywhere. That just happens. So
you got the completed road before,
mm-hmm.
and I know it doesn't have the lines on it yet, the actual...
That'll be another
complaint, but... I'm wondering, do they not have faith in you now that when they meet your cards that your promise came through for the first part of the road and now you've got the second part? why would they doubt you?
I don't know. I think they just feel they should just remind me, maybe make sure it doesn't get put on the back burner or something. But if there's no desire for signage, I will just
You need
to
go to the card games with glasses, with the mustache.
Oh, yeah.
Hair, so that you're in touch.
Well, that would change me a lot.
That way, you know.
Okay, any further discussion? Committees? On to item 25, consent agenda. Resolution 26-153, moved by Councillor Ryland, second by Councillor Kekkonen. Be resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby received a consent agenda as presented. Anything you wish to pull from that list? Call the question. All those in favor?
There was one thing I'll just quickly touch on. That was the transmission line, Sudbury to Barrie. I'm a little concerned about that, but it didn't show the proposed route on the map, so we've got to keep an eye on that a little bit, whether it's going to follow the existing one, which doesn't affect us, but we don't want to, I don't think our residents would want to swing it over into McKellar Township kind of thing, so we better keep a little eye on that, I think.
Yeah, looking at the, it could, I mean, you're right, but they tend to go with a straight line if they can.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think they'll probably be going up. Maybe Whitestone might be affected because they come over further now.
Mm-hmm.
But
just a little.
Well, they have the session at the Legion coming up, whatever that is.
April 14th, 4 to 7 p.m. at the Perry Sound Legion branch on 30 Mary Street.
We can go to that, or they'll have, but the trouble is their next one on Zoom is our council night,
yes.
The 21st. So what we could do, I guess, is have part of the council meeting while we listen in, because it's from 6 to 7. I don't know whether you want to do that or not. we'll see what Councillor Haslam finds out from the meeting that they have in Perry Sound.
Is that a Zoom meeting?
No.
Oh, it's not. So April 14th, 4 to 7
yes.
at the where?
Legion.
Okay. I'll try it again.
Now that's not an all expenses paid meeting, okay, if you're going to that. So
it's out of the township though, so I get mileage, right?
Oh, okay.
Even though I'll probably do my grocery shopping at the same time.
Oh, okay. Question comment period related items on the agenda. Yes, Mr. Rubin.
Thank you, Mayor Moore. Are you able to hear me okay?
Yes, everything's good.
Okay, great. Thank you. I guess I have a bit of a process question regarding the policy for donation and grants. You went through that today. On the township's website, there's two bylaws, 2019-56 and 2023-20. In these policies, they talk about the requirement for the organizations to fill out a request form, which I think the Perry Sound Sailing Association did. They were the only one I think that didn't get it. But I guess the question, and for staff to review the requests and provide a recommendation based off of specific criteria to council. And from my observation from tonight's meeting, I'm not sure that process was followed.
Bylaws would have to revisit and probably have to be amended. We also had another concern. I think it was set in place a few councils ago. There was a cutoff date for those forms to come in too, and I think that's gone by the wayside over time too. I think it was into March. I think previous members of council can help me on that. So that's something we'll
have. The bylaw 2023-20 amended 2019-56 by changing the date from March to April for the timeline for people to submit their requests to the township.
Okay, so we'll revisit that bylaw, yes. I think in some of these cases, the ones who are asking have asked year after year, so some people are familiar with them and what they do with the money. But it's true, we should be following certainly what the bylaw says.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the public? Comments? On to item 27.1, resolution 26-154, moved by Councillor Zulak, second by Councillor Haskin. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby give bylaw number 2026-20, being a bylaw to confirm the proceedings of Council of first and second reading, further give a third reading and pass an open Council of the 7th day of April 2026. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Item 28, resolution 26-155, moved by Councillor Kekkonen, second by Councillor Ryland. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar adjourn this meeting at
7:53 p.m.
to meet again on April the 21st, 2026, for a regular meeting of Council or at the call of the Mayor. Call the question. All those in favor?